KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 50. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Friday, January 26th. News is brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust. Mostly cloudy for the day, 62 for the high. A trace of rain in Chickasha last night, about 0.03 of an inch of rain. A Chickasha woman says her baby was overdosed while at a daycare. The story, part of today's cool news.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
Reports that a baby received an overdose of heart medication while at a daycare. While the baby's okay, his mother still has concerns about what happened. KSWO-TV reporting that Cassandra Roberts of Chickasha says her one-year-old boy was born with a half a heart and that he needs medication three times a day. Roberts said a substitute teacher at the daycare mistakenly gave the baby 3 days worth of the medicine in one day. The teacher was fired and the daycare self-reported to DHS. It's reported the daycare said the teacher was out of line and that only certain workers are supposed to give medicine to the kids. Roberts says it's a nightmare. She said the daycare needs to be more cautious and read up on the children that they have. If they don't, she believes another parent will experience the same thing. The daycare wasn't identified. It wasn't clear what city the daycare was located in. Two Anadarko middle school students arrested after a loaded gun found in a school bathroom. Police arrested a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old after the weapon was found Wednesday. Our partners at KWTV News 9 report the school was placed on lockdown. Anadarko police brought in a couple of canine officers to sweep the school. The gun reportedly belonged to the 14-year-old. The 12-year-old alleged to have had some meth and drug items. Anadarko Police Chief Tracy Roll said it happened the day after a school shooting in Kentucky, which left people dead and injured. Roll says his department would not deal with the situation lightly. Now, a cool news follow-up to a story we aired yesterday about a man arrested on a child sexual abuse charge. The man accused of molesting a 9-year-old boy. A probable cause affidavit from Tuttle Police alleges that 40-year-old Jimmy Ray Van Buskirk sexually assaulted the boy several times over the last 4 years, starting when the boy was only 5 years old. The affidavit indicates the sexual abuse was first reported last November. An arrest warrant eventually issued this past Monday, and Van Buskirk turned himself in. He remains in jail. His initial appearance on the charge has been delayed until his attorney can attend. More cool news coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Time to hear about a Chickasha Public School student who is excelling. Our Dennis Lynham has his weekly feature.
Our Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week is middle school 8th grade student Kylan Chafin. Kylan is a Family Career and Community Leaders of America student and is the middle school's Student of the Month. Counselor Jennifer Heath says Kylan received
first place in career investigations for the FCCLA tournament in December. Serves as a counselor aide and helps setting up the clothes closet and helps pack the food bags. He's a great kid and is going to be a great contributor to society.
Kylan truly cares about his fellow students' welfare. When you see Kylan Chafin today, congratulate him for being selected as Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. And you can see a photo of Kylan on our Facebook page and our website. If you have a fear of public speaking or would like to improve your communication skills in general, there's a group that can help. Toastmasters, a national group that provides a number of techniques to help individuals get their point across in day-to-day conversations or any special presentation. There is a Chickasha branch of Toastmasters, and the group meets Saturday mornings at the Chickasha Area YMCA. The group will have an open house at the Y tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The local organization hopes to eventually get chartered. Again, the Toastmasters open house 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Chickasha YMCA. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down a bit to $65.51 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $70.41. Natural gas was down to $3.44 per million BTUs. Gold down to $1,358 and silver, $17.46. Our weather forecast calling for mostly cloudy skies today. We'll have a high about 62. Right now, some clouds and 50 and a trace of rain downtown Chickasha last night. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports next.
It's snowing cash Saturdays this January at Kiowa Casino Verdon. Come thaw out with a chance to win your share of $16,000 in cold, hard cash. Make sure to be there by 7 p.m. for hourly drawings to 11 p.m. for your chance to win up to $400 cash. Each hour, you could be one of two winners to come grab some cold, hard cash. Two winners every hour, 7 p.m. through 11 p.m. That's 10 winners a night. Will you be one of them? At Kiowa Casino Verdon, come take off your coat and earn those entries now through January 27th. Because come Saturdays, there's only one place you want to be. Winter is here. It's time to win your cold, hard cash. Saturdays in January. Must be 21 to enter. See Rewards Club for details. Kiowa Casino in Verdon.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick Lady Chick basketball team's on the road tonight at Paul's Valley for Canadian Valley Conference play. Paul's Valley girls ranked number 11 in Class 4A. They're 16-2. Their only losses to Class 6A Mustang and Comanche, which is the number 4 ranked team in 3A. Paul's Valley boys are 9-9. They've won 5 of their last 6, including a 4-point win at Purcell on Tuesday. Games at 6:30 and 8 tonight. If you can't make the games, we'll broadcast them on our sister station, 106.1 The Ranch. Josh Calloway has the broadcast. More wrestling this weekend at the CHS Sports Arena. The Chickasha High School Wrestling Tournament getting underway today. Weigh-ins this morning. Matches start about noon. They'll run through the afternoon and into the evening. And then matches tomorrow as well throughout the afternoon. And the consolation and championship rounds about 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The Alec High School basketball teams will have to wait another week before they get to play in their new field house. An inspection by the state fire marshal postponed this week, so the opening now scheduled for next Friday night. The Alec basketball teams will play Walters this evening, but in the current Alec gymnasium. USAO basketball teams earned Sooner Athletic Conference wins over Southwestern Assemblies of God last night. The Drovers won a back-and-forth game, 83-80, neither team led by more than 5 points, and there were 10 ties and 16 lead changes. The 15th-ranked Drovers were led by Julius Foster with 15 points, and newcomer Clay Long, a junior college transfer from Southern University at Shreveport, Louisiana, scored 14 points in just his second game in a Drover uniform. The USAO women won 73-57. Dee Dee Eli with 17 points, Shaylin Bass 15, and Vivian Holcomb had 10 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. And the Oklahoma City Thunder take down the Washington Wizards at the Peak last night, 121-112. Russell Westbrook, a season-high 46 points. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.